Time is 7:52, and the second Thursday of each month means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
All right. What's happening with the coronavirus in the state capitol? I understand that they're cleaning out the Capitol building for the next couple days.
Yeah, the Capitol itself has been closed for Thursday and Friday for a deep cleaning. I expect we'll be open again on Monday, but we're canceling all of our public hearings, which means those bills that have been presented before us and have heard public hearings will move ahead for votes from committee and then into the chamber eventually. Outstanding business that will require public hearings of proposed bills, we haven't decided yet how to handle that. That's going to be as we develop forward on the coronavirus issue. You know, the issues there being testing. I think we've got about 71 cases or 71 people who were tested. We have three live cases. There'll be an update at 3 p.m. this afternoon. I've included links on my Facebook page for people who are looking to get information from the state. But the state won't be releasing information, to the best of my knowledge, till 3 p.m. today with an update on the status.
Right. We were speaking with the CBIA, and you know, they were talking about getting the best information. You passed along, you just said, some links to me. The town website has good information, right, which links to the CDC, et cetera, right?
Right. And the Connecticut government portal as well will list updates for the state of Connecticut. So you'll get it there. And the news services are tend to be picking up the announcements as the state releases them. So expect around 3:15 or so in the afternoon, you'll get an update from the state, which will be updates on any cases or any testing that have been done. You know, they're rushing out the kits. They're working out getting some of the private labs authorized to do the testing and trying to increase the amount of testing. You know, it looks at this point that the virus is out there. Obviously, you're seeing the reports out of Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. So the question is, how heavy will the virus hit in Connecticut? And you're seeing that reflected in these anticipatory closings of the schools to try to see what their story is and try to shut down any of the spread of the virus.
Last week, the House, the Senate, the President signed this $8 billion bill with money coming in. Do you know how much Connecticut's going to get, any of that money coming in yet?
I spoke, the governor's staff came in and spoke to us in the legislature or in the caucus yesterday, I guess around 12 noon, and they're currently studying to see what the allocations are going to be by state and by departments. So it's not clear yet how much of that money will be rolled out into the state of Connecticut.
All right. We spoke last week with State Representative Livy Florin. Shows you how fast things move. It was kind of throw out the idea of can you people in the legislators work remotely like they may have to do at the schools, and it was kind of like, well, I don't know if we've really even thought about it. Are they talking about that now, the possibility of working from home?
So far we've had preliminary discussions about that. It looks like the technology is there, but we may have to roll it out or develop it further, and we also have to check the statutes. So far it looks like we can vote at the committee level to move ahead with the bills that have been already in the hopper, as it were, that have had public hearings. But we haven't made any assessment yet about how we would hold public hearings for proposed bills. That requires another level of engagement that we haven't yet decided on.
Now, you mentioned, I think, if I got you correctly, that there were some bills that there were public hearings scheduled, but they've been postponed, so the bills are just going to be voted upon. Is that correct? Is that going to, that might bring about some outcry from people that want to speak about these bills?
No. We shouldn't worry about that. That is not neither envisioned nor in the process. What's gone on is we've had public hearings on a number of bills, and those bills are facing, they've either been referred to the General Assembly or the committees have yet to vote on them, but the public hearings that on the bills that have been held will face probably votes at the committee level. But then we have to see when the Assembly itself would meet to vote, you know, in the House. But there's no anticipation of us circumventing public hearings.
Okay.
No, that's not under consideration.
All right. One other thing, aside from coronavirus, state bonding, what's happening there? Anything coming in?
The state bonding bill was approved yesterday in the General Assembly. We voted, I think the vote was, I want to say, 130 or so or more in favor of the bonding bill. The bonding bill was approved. So the bonding should happen. The states and municipalities and the aid that they were expecting or anticipating, that was all approved. That now waits for a signature from the bond, I think it's called the bond commission. So they will then bring it forward to vote, and the governor would sign on the actual issuance of bonds. What normally happens is we set out the budget and the bonding, and then the governor has to approve it for the treasurer to issue bonds. So the approval process is all in place, and then it's a question of how, as the economy develops, how much of the bonds actually get issued.
All right.
So we're all set there. There shouldn't be any shutdown of the government in terms of that functioning. The budgetary process has worked its way through the system. I think what's going to happen now is that we have to sit and analyze over the next, it's going to be over the next 3 months, what the level of economic activity at the state level looks like, what the revenue from sales tax, income tax, et cetera, and make sure that the state remains in good standing. I think at this point, we are still anticipating a positive surplus, but, those numbers fluctuate with the actual tax receipts as we go through the quarters. But everything looks on board, and we're also sitting on a very healthy rainy day fund. So, thank God we haven't touched the rainy day fund so far for any other programs or processes, so that we are sitting with, I think, about a 13%, what they call a rainy day or reserve fund. So if there is an economic downturn, we're well positioned to handle it. This is the first time in state history that we've had this kind of a healthy reserve.
All right. Thanks very much, State Representative Stephen Meskers. Thanks. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers. Next week will be State Senator Alexandra Bergstein.